Thai nationalists clashed with police in villages today as they tried to march on an ancient temple on the Cambodian border. Meanwhile, anti-government protesters in the capital marked the third anniversary of a coup that continues to create political turmoil. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
At least 15 people were injured in Thailand's northeastern Sisaket province on Saturday after members of the People's Alliance for Democracy tried to march to the gates of the temple near land claimed by both Thailand and Cambodia, demanding the Thai government seize the territory. The World Court in 1962 awarded control over the 11th century Priyavihir temple to Cambodia, but some surrounding land remains in dispute. September 19th marks the anniversary of a 2006 military coup that ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra on accusations of corruption, abuse of power, and disrespect for the constitutional monarch. Supporters of Thaksin rallied in Bangkok 3 years on since the coup, with more than 6,000 police on hand to prevent a repeat of rioting that killed at least two and injured hundreds in the last major anti-government protests in April. Saturday's protesters called for Prime Minister Abhisit Vejjachuriya to step down, claiming he came to power illegitimately with the help of the military and the judiciary, two pillars of the Thai ruling class. Abhisit took power late last year after Thaksin's allies were forced out of office by court rulings of conflict of interest and electoral fraud. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.